Let's talk tech.
Hi, my name is Tolu.
I'm Temi, and welcome to our podcast. So this is episode one, and we're kind of doing this as an intro for all of you to understand why we're here. Why does Let's Talk Tech exist?
Mm-hmm. Why does it matter? Why do you need it as part of your daily bread, if you like?
Yes. Why should this join the millions of podcasts that are out there? Yep. And why should you pick it as something you listen to? And just introduce ourselves a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. we will be your hosts for season one and all the seasons to come. We have quite a lot planned for you all, I think. Hopefully you enjoy it.
Yeah, and we'll share a bit about, you know, what we have planned in this episode. All right. So hi, guys, again. My name is Tolu Animi, Tolu for short and ease. So I am a data analyst working in the healthcare sector here in the UK. Other than tech, I'm a lover of music, the arts, and how about you, Timmy?
Hey guys, I am Timmy. I'm an engineer, electronic and electrical engineer to be specific, but I don't actually work in engineering. I'm all about technology, future technology, research, development, and I currently work as a cybersecurity consultant, specifically within cloud security at this time. So yeah, that's just a very brief intro. So we both work in the tech industry, and now I'm guessing you want to know why we've started this podcast.
So to give you guys an idea as to why we started this, it's no news that tech has become like a part of our everyday lives, and you would find that, you know, there's an intersection with tech and like every other area or aspect in life, and even jobs and roles today. That's on one side. And the other part is that Timmy and I are both very much passionate about empowering people to get into the tech industry. I think the first time that Timmy and I had a conversation on this podcast, actually, I said to her, that I just had like two friends come to meet me to say, I want to get into cybersecurity. What do I do? Another friend coming to meet me to say, I want to get into data analysis. What do I do? And Timmy was like, that she had another friend talk to her about that. And like, yeah. It is interesting to see that there's like quite a number of people who do want to get into industry and like don't know exactly where to start. And for some people, it's not even really about like changing roles, but just for them to know, what are the new skills that I need to get to be able to move up in the career ladder. And for some other people, it's like, what's available out there? For some students, it might be, I don't even know what area I want to go into tech. So that's sort of the, would we say, the driver or what made us to start this?
Empowering our listeners to get into the industry, but also from the aspect of, we're both very interested in technology, aside from it being our careers.
Yep.
And we kind of want to help other people understand what draws us to it. Because a lot of the conversations I have with people who aren't in the industry, they just think it's so abstract. They think it's so complicated. And they're like, what even is the cloud? What is data analysis? What is technology? Like, it's built up to be this super complicated thing that only really, really smart people work on. And of course, there's really, really smart people working in technology, but you don't have to have an IQ of like 180 and be in the top percentile to work in tech, is what I'm saying. Like, there are jobs technology for everybody. And also, the applications are so widespread. Wow. Like, so many of us interact with technology, and just a little bit of like understanding or explaining would help people understand more about what they're interacting with, which I think is important. And I'm naturally quite curious, and I think Tolu is the same.
Yep.
So I like to find out how things work, and we hope you do too. So we would like to take you on this journey. Some of these topics we know about, some of them we have no idea about. So I work in cybersecurity, Tolu works in data analytics, but we're going to talk about a wide range of tech topics. Some we will know about, some we'll know nothing about. So we're on this journey with you as well. We're trying to help people get into the tech field, understand roles, how to get get into the industry and also understand the underlying technology. Like, what does this actually mean? How mm-hmm. does it work? And how does it apply to our day-to-day lives? Mm-hmm. And we're open.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you mentioned that, because like, it's for people to just give people that safe landing to say, you know, hey, we're not coming here like we know everything.
We don't.
I mean, we're here to learn ourselves, and like, that's why, like, we're gonna bring people who we know have an idea of what they're talking about, and they can break down, you know, some of the concepts, as Tammy mentioned. For example, what is cloud? What is, you know, AI and some other tech areas? And just looking at how, you know, we can get into those spaces. We're very much open to learning, and we hope you are too.
Yeah, we're excited, guys. Join us. Let's talk tech.
Yes, let's talk tech.
Let's learn. Let's get into these roles. Let's make that money, you know, if you want. Or you could just learn. Like, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I think the next thing we wanted to talk about, so we've spoken a bit about who we are, we've given you a bit of an intro into ourselves, we've given you some insight into why we started this podcast, and now we want to talk to you about our journeys into our current careers. Okay, so how did I get into my current career? Like I said in the intro, I studied electronic and electrical engineering, but I currently work in cybersecurity, cloud specifically. So how did I get into electronic and electrical engineering? I always loved like mobile devices. So I remember I was so fascinated. I'm going to show my age here.
Timmy was like the Dexter of her time.
Something like that. I was so fascinated by how things worked. So like TVs, radios. Some of you be like, radio, what's that? Radios. I remember when my mom's an architect, and she had this huge computer that she would do her computer-aided designs on. And it was so cool because computers weren't really in use then, and we had a huge one in our house, and she could draw. And it was literally just that singular purpose was what that computer was for. So you know how today you have a laptop that has media, you can watch stuff on it, you can do word processing, you can do numbers processing. It was just singular focus, right? And I was so fascinated by it. So I was always quite curious about how electronic devices worked. And I liked maths and science. And yeah, I was just like engineering. I wanted to create stuff. Yeah, I actually wanted to be an inventor. That was my initial aim when I was growing up. I wanted to create stuff myself.
Dexter. Dexter Thames.
So that's kind of like how I got into tech. And then engineering was just natural for me. Like I wanted to be an engineer for a long time, over a decade. So yeah, electronic and electrical drew me because that's the one that's most applicable to like electronic devices. So yeah, I applied, I went to uni, I had a great time. I did an MEng. It was tough. It was so tough. Like that's literally,
you don't want to scare.
I'm not trying to scare people. Who? The point I'm trying to make is you don't have to be an engineer to work in technology. So many people I work with did not study. I'm an anomaly, actually. Let's put it that way.
This is going to be another very interesting conversation to look at, like how people just, you know, people who study different subjects get into tech. Anyone can get into tech.
I'm an anomaly. I think I was the only engineer in my intake at my first company where I did my first full-time role after uni. There was like two or three other people who did computer science. Everyone else was from a mixed bag. We had people studying politics, music. Someone studied Spanish and Russian. We had political sciences. We had a physicist. But literally, what I'm saying is tech, you literally just need that passion to get in, because there's so many different roles you can do. So that's how I got into tech. Why did I get into tech? Because I just believe my career was always going to be aligned to something that I enjoy doing. I can't imagine doing 9 to 5. Someone said it's something like 8 hours of your day, which is a third of your day, which could effectively be a third of your life.
Mm.
I can't spend that on something I don't enjoy. So I was always going to do something in tech. Initially, I thought it was going to be creating, but it's ended up being a bit different, but I enjoy it all the same. So yeah, that's me, how I got into my career. Always wanted to do engineering, did engineering, then didn't actually get an engineering job and got into technology instead. Actually, fun fact, I actually got into cyber because the year before I graduated, I was on a placement And I was thinking about what industries do I want to go into? And I had down like digital, automotive, renewable energy. And that summer, I think it was, I'm not going to reveal my age here. There was a summer where there were so many breaches. There were so many computer breaches. I think there was a BA breach, there was an Expedia breach. And the figures, it was like 300 million. I was like, what is going on? Why are there so many breaches? And I was like, I want to work there. It sounds like there's so many challenges in that industry. I want to get in there. That's literally how I decided to go into cybersecurity. So yeah, that's literally how I got into my career. And so that's me.
Oh my goodness. Europe. Before I talk about myself, that is so cool. The fact that you were really aware of what was happening in the world at the time and that influenced the area that you picked. Because and I was having this conversation with someone the other time about how, many times, and there's a trend with millennial generation in code, there's that trend of, I want to follow what I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
But the question is, what is it relevant? Like, whatever you want to do, is there a need for the world at that time? So to hear that you had spotted a trend by looking at data, what was I doing in high school?
So as I said in the intro, I love reading fiction, nonfiction. I love articles. So I've always just read stuff and I just come across, and I love information. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was just one of those things that I was just researching and I just saw, I was just like, there's a trend here. What's happening?
Yeah.
And it just caught my eye.
That's to let you know that you are in safe hands. You're in safe hands. So for me, I didn't start off like Tammy. For me, started off just loving an information technology course that I did. This was in my IGCSEs coming out of high school. And I just thought, this is something. At the time, I remember I was thinking anything other than medicine, God, please.
I never wanted to be a doctor either.
I'm like, science, but I don't know.
Yeah, this was me. I was speaking to a friend and I was like, how did you get into your role? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I've always wanted to do something healthcare related. Doesn't everyone want to be a doctor? And I was like, I literally never wanted to be a doctor. I loved science, but I never wanted to be a doctor. Sorry, continue.
That's how I picked the course I studied. And I studied management information systems and went on to do a master's later on in my life. No need to mention what year, but in information management and digital innovation. And that's because, Tammy,
that's a big boy title right there.
Oh, please. It's just a mouthful. Always been really interested in digital innovation and just seeing how we can embed tech in everyday life in business and bringing up all of these cool things, AI, cloud, how can that be applied in businesses and life in general? But I think I'll just mention that I'm really more interested in the social impact tech, which is why I'm really enjoying being in the healthcare sector because I can see the direct impact in lives. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Sorry, Tully, you just said something that triggered a thought process in me. So you said that you got into tech, predominant reason for you was social impact. I'm really fascinated by, I think you said that the intersection of tech with so many aspects of our lives.
Yeah. Right?
I remember I was talking to someone and literally technology is sports. You've got technology.
Mm-hmm.
Even things like the cameras, the analysis, healthcare, massively technology, like MRI machines, wearables, mobile phones, transport,
payments. Energy, the other day we're talking about payments.
Yeah, financial systems. Technology is in everything, even smart devices, connected devices, Internet of Things, all of that stuff. That really fascinates me. I think just something that can be so wide ranging and so impactful. I think what's important to note at this point is we've spoken about all the positive kind of reasons to get into technology and the positive impact that technology can have. But we also have to note that we're human beings and we often take vehicles for good and turn them into bad sometimes.
And you have the case of people actually starting out, to bring in tech for good, and then they find out,
social media. We will touch on this in a later
later time. Podcast, you have a whole season for this actually, because
social media, privacy, ethics. We
some
have stuff.
People are not blinking when they ask them questions.
Some people are rumored to be robots.
Moving on.
We can't say too much because some people control a lot of the internet. Before our podcast never reaches anyone's ears. We don't want to be blacklisted. But yeah, we'll touch on all of that. You want to get into tech, we're able to help you identify the skills that you need. We will touch on this in not this season, in the next season. We have planned more things around career pathways, hints and tips and so on. Yeah. But
should we give them a feel to some of the themes that we have?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we are so for the first season we're looking at, you know, just like a breakdown into
season one coming soon. Sorry, I just wanted to do an ad lib there.
That's Timmy, guys, get used to her. So we are looking at a tech breakdown season where we will just do our best, and also leveraging on the expertise of some of our friends who would come on the podcast. So we would be in the first season, we'll be having an insight into some of the key things or areas in tech that you would often hear across like all of the seasons. Stuff like AI, cloud computing, programming, AR, VR, data analysis. Simply put, we're asking, what is this about? Can you break it down to us in like the simplest way? And then the next season we'll be looking at, we like to call it a day in the life feature, where we would have
the degrees they studied, what level of experience they're at. So we'll try and vary that for you. And what I'm sure all of you want to know, their previous salary and their current salary, if they feel comfortable enough to share. I mean, the skills required and certifications that they have, because we understand that a lot of people, and I think you may be disappointed. Let me just give that disclaimer, because I think some of you think we're earning more than we are. let me just say that now. Yeah. Tech pays well. Well, different aspects
parts
of tech,
the world.
Different aspects of tech pay well. Mm. It varies. Mm. And it also depends on geography. So like Tolia mentioned, we are in the UK and a lot of our contacts are in the UK, but we will have some people from the US and Canada also come on the podcast. So hopefully we can give you various insights.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think getting feedback from you all will also be helpful as well, to sort of see who we can invite on to.
Yeah, and what information you want from them. If you are someone thinking about technology, maybe there's a certain role that you're thinking about, and we could have someone on the podcast who's in that role. We have a few ideas, but yeah, open to your suggestions.
Yeah, so this is where we let you know that, you know, really it's all about you.
It is.
It's all about you, like, you know, your feedback and the questions that you have. We're not having discussions just based off of what we think we should talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we're the primarily. Captains, but you're also the captains. So it's not a pirate ship.
Anyway, so then we'll be having an industry spotlight theme. So we're looking at industries, getting people on from the army. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Automobile, health, banking, you know, just asking them, okay, why did they get into that industry? Sport. Legal, music, sports,
tech
sections.
So many intersections. Like, I feel like this is going to widen my scope, because some of this stuff I didn't even think about. And I hope it's going to widen your scope as well. And it might trigger an interest or an opportunity that you weren't considering. And that would be
And then company spotlight as well. So just looking at specific organizations and asking about, you know, just getting insight into how they're using technology in their company, if they're willing to share the benefits. And we're also looking at getting perspective from people across different levels. So you have your C-suit and then the lower level as well. So really good stuff, guys, in summary. Yeah. Really, really good stuff.
We haven't given you a tool, but that's a pretty good overview of what you can expect. And we're going to take our time. Don't worry, we're not going to rush through it. Season one, as Tolu said, is all about tech breakdown. And that will be, we're hoping to release episodes every fortnight.
Hopefully not during the summertime, because, you know, we might just be away in the sun and getting over lockdown. I'm just putting that in there.
Disclaimer!
So the people are not...
Wow, guys. Tully just said, when the outside opens, I'm out. Peace. This is news to me. Okay, we might take a hiatus.
I feel like our commitment doesn't change. You know, I can come back. With,
no, no, no.
Like,
to be honest, every good show takes a hiatus, right? You got to recharge the batteries, come back fresh, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, look out, guys. I mean, I'm really excited about this. I'm really looking forward to this. We've put a lot of time and effort into this, and we hope you enjoy it. And as we said, we're the captains, but you are also the captain. So please give us feedback.
This is not a pirate ship.
This is not a pirate ship. So give us feedback. Give us suggestions. Give us questions. We will include them. So what we've just said is not set in stone. If we have enough people suggesting things, or even one person suggesting something, we will include it. Okay, really, really random mini rants from myself here. We're in a pandemic, right? And we've all had to work remotely. Why does every call have to be a video call? Because when we weren't in a pandemic and we were working from home, we did phone calls. Guys, audio calls still exist. Why must you see my face every call? Zoom fatigue is real, all right? It is real.
You know, I think I'll speak on behalf of the association of people who like to see faces and give hugs and give video calls, and have video calls, We need to see your face. There
every
is
time.
From where I'm from in Nigeria, there's a saying that it's in the face that's where the talk is. It's in I don't think I said it right.
I just think, yeah, I'm not disputing that. However, does every call have to be a video call? Again, I ask. And does every communication have to be? Sometimes send a message or an email.
Nah, fam. Like, okay, now I have to argue, because I know, I think I'm an awkward texter. I would rather send a voice note, right? Because, like, at the end of the day, it's all in the tone.
Okay, true. I will accept that. It is in the tone. But I feel like I'm speaking to the people who you know well. Like, you know their tone. But I hear you. I will accept that. There is a compromise. I'm just saying, I get Zoom fatigue, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just, like, at the end of the day, my head hurts. And I'm like, because when you're on a video call, you're looking at the other person, but then you're also looking at yourself, which you never do in real life. Like, when I'm speaking to you in real life, I don't hold up a mirror, right? I don't hold up a mirror and look. Like, it's bizarre. It's the most bizarre thing. I wish I could hide the preview of myself. I think I would prefer it that way.
I see. I hear you loud and clear, actually. Sometimes I actually have to, like, because, like, I'm looking at myself. Like, oh, my God, does my hair look awkward?
Yeah, it distracts you.
Like,
It takes a lot of energy. Like,
because that's why if it's on Zoom, you have to ensure that it's on the first slide. Although your face is still, like, at the top, but
do you know what's good? Someone was saying to me that some people have gotten too comfortable in a meeting, and the guy started picking his nose. Nah. That's just, you're moving mad, my friend. You need to relax. How are you on a work call? You're picking your nose. Zoom etiquette.
There needs to be a manual on that. Zoom etiquette number one. Do not pick your nose. Number two.
Don't eat.
Oof.
Don't eat.
That's a good one. Which other one? Number three. Don't take off your wig. You're still on the call. You're still on the call. Not yet.
One of my favorites, actually. I was on a call with a potential client, and poor guy, I feel sorry for, shout out to parents during this working from home period. The man was tired of his son. That's the only way to put it. His son came in and I saw him just be like, go away.
Oh, that one. Like, we've had people, I was on another call where there's this guy this chap, his dog just came in and was biting him. He was like so, it was so awkward. And I was on another call where like a sheep. So the person was in was living just next to a farm, and sheep just began to bleat.
It's definitely been interesting, I tell you.
Working. I know. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Episode 2. So this has been episode 1 of Let's Talk Tech. A little intro into who we are, why we're here, and what you can expect from us.
Yeah, we hope
episode two. Teaser.
Bum, so
exec
weak.
Producer, please give us directors.
So, I don't know why Timmy just called me exec producer, but moving on. So we are going to be having a guest name to be announced in a later date.
That will come in the promo.
And he would be talking to us about artificial intelligence. Now, guys, we are going to do the hard work of squeezing these guys out to ensure that they break it down. Because you know these experts, right?
Anglaise. Like, they'll come here English. Like,
be I like, not speak oh, AI is
I not
about,
speak
the process
PhD
of,
speak
no
English.
Hell no no English yeah basic English
yeah
yeah, and we're going to do our best to really just get that juice out of them and get them to break down whatever complex subject the
what,
area.
What I think is cool about AI is I feel like when you hear artificial intelligence, I feel like the name is misleading. I will leave it to the expert, but AI for me is like a sliding scale. So when you hear AI, you think, oh, computer that can think and do stuff and da 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 and take over the world. But like,
yeah, that's because of iRobot. Will Smith is the problem right here. Yeah.
But that's such misinformation. And we're gonna talk about misinformation later on.
Yep.
Technology is influencing that. But yeah, breakdown of AI. What is artificial intelligence? What does it mean? Are robots taking over? Find out on episode 2.
Find out
of Let's Talk Tech. All right, guys, before we go, one last thing to talk about. We're partnering with at After Grad Gist. So that is AfterGradGist.
On Instagram only.
On Instagram only for now. So essentially, we will post promos and recaps of each episode on there. And you can leave your comments below or DM After Grad Gist about Let's Talk Tech. So yeah, that will be our social media engagement tool. And we look forward to speaking to you all on there. So check us out. You can find out about upcoming podcasts, leave your questions and comments, topics you'd like us to discuss, and any questions you'd like us to ask. So use it as you see fit. If you are unruly, we will block you.
You will be blocked without any question.
You'll be blocked. Ain't nobody got time for that. Listen, listen, this is good vibes only. We are millennials. So I had to say vibes. We didn't say energy. I just said it. Ha. Good vibes and good energy only, please. This is a good
vibes only.
Clean space. Plix.
Yes.
Respect yourself so that we may respect you too.
Thank you.
And on that note.
Peace, guys. Peace.
Let's talk tech.